Different organizations group people by racial or ethnic categories in different ways, in ways that people who might get included in those designations don't always accept. Some of you, for instance, might consider yourselves Black or Haitian or Kenyan, but people around you might call you African American. Or you might consider yourself Latina, but find yourself referred to as Hispanic, even though you don't think of yourself as being Spanish. Those of you with a family heritage from the Philippines will find yourselves categorized as Asian American, even though your language may make you feel more at home with Chicanas than with Indian Americans. You might or might not find yourself identified in a graph done by a branch of the U.S. government, depending on your immigration status. You might appear in a graph put together by the UN or by the WHO in a completely different category. This can be frustrating, especially if we're hoping to compare apples to apples. Quickly, I'm going to explain what differences some of those terms make. Black is usually the most generic term for people who have ancestors who at one time or another lived in Africa. Many Americans who have dark skin are called African American, whether or not they feel a kinship with the people of Africa. Many people from South America or the Caribbean feel more kinship with those regions, and so you'll see some surveys that consider them Hispanic. In general, the government uses the term Hispanic, though many groups prefer Latino or Latina. Mexican Americans who identify with a history of civil rights will often prefer Chicano or Chicana. Many people really prefer a designation that is specific to their actual origins, like Puerto Rican or Dominican. Meanwhile, in the 1990s, many people began using the term Native American to refer to the indigenous population of the North American continent. Most people so designated actually prefer to be specifically named by their tribe, so Anishinaabe or Lakota. These days, however, most, though not all, prefer to use the historical term American Indian rather than Native American. That doesn't really cover all the ways that organizations categorize people, but it may help you to sort through those ethnic designations.